Tony, let me hear that bass.
Play
guitar.
That song.
That sexy fat guy played that bass.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right
with
now.
With that deep ass belly button.
You can put how stuff many, in now, like jelly
many,
beans.
How many gummy bears 72. Could we fit in that belly button?
It was 72.
It wasn't 72.
How many?
It wasn't 72.
You believed it for a second.
How many toothy walls?
Ooh.
I'm too busy chewing them and not walking.
Maybe you chew with your belly button.
He mama birds his own belly button.
How do you reply to this?
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Brett and Tony featuring Ashlyn and Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm Tony.
I'm Abe.
I'm Ashlyn.
Nice. Do you have a good week?
Yeah, it's all right.
No, sure. Not you. Oh. Just Ashlyn.
Just Ashlyn.
No, I actually failed a test.
Oh, God.
I struggled on some homework.
Oh, yeah, didn't the teacher let you retake it, though?
He did, but he hasn't let me know when. Ooh. And it's, like, due tomorrow.
So, you know what? Just, just take the test you failed on, write down all the answers, and then just send it.
No, because I'm trying to be good.
What?
Like, I'm trying not to cheat, and especially because I asked him.
She doesn't
want to
graduate.
No.
Wow. No, I finally figured out the formula.
Eddie Guerrero.
It's math, so I failed
it. Rest in peace.
Fuck off. Anyways.
What are we talking about this week, guys?
We are talking about attractions.
Ooh.
Wait. Attractions?
Attractions.
Like coming attractions?
No.
Fatal attractions?
Like, who it do could you be find fatal. Attractive?
Or what do you
attractive
find
attractive? Traits.
Because
attractive
I brought a visual
traits.
Aid.
No.
Because I found coming attractions.
What visual aid did you bring?
So
wait, really?
I'm confused. So, Tony, did you legit think we were talking about like
no.
movies
no,
coming out?
No, he didn't.
This is
but
a setup for a joke.
Okay.
I'm wondering what this joke is.
I found this when I walked at a movie theater. Oh, I stole a movie trailer.
Wow. What trailer is that?
Yeah. Harold and Kumar.
Oh, cool. The
Get
first one?
Yeah.
Here. Huh.
The original. And this is how big a movie trailer is.
A trailer?
Wow. Yeah, that's a trailer.
Oh. That's such a waste of plastic.
Oh, dudes, you should have seen the film reels.
Yeah,
that
were so big
that we have to put together when we worked at the theaters.
Lord of the Rings Part 3. That was crazy.
Oh my god!
So what's the green band? Why does it say green?
Because the red band would be way at all.
Oh, gotcha. Yep. That makes sense.
That is bonkers, guys. Oh, yeah.
God, I haven't seen one of those.
That's
in years.
Bigger than my palm.
I know.
That is nuts.
And I
It was like 20 years ago. I was working at the theater.
Me
so
too.
This is
like
20
years old. I
so that's like just to put it into context. For my brain, how many minutes of
like 3 minutes, 2.5?
Yeah, probably like two or three.
Damn,
that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Oh, like a Lord of the Rings style.
Yeah, that was insane. It had two.
Yeah, it would because you would put these movies together on these big like platters that mm-hmm. that are like quite you know feet wide.
Feet wide.
That's how Brett measures everything.
Speaking
that's for sure.
Attraction. No,
we'll get there.
Yeah. So you would have to put them together, and one like 2-hour movie would take up the whole platter. You know what I mean?
Right.
So on the ones that were really long, like a Lord of the Rings, if it was going to be like 3 hours, you would need two. Like it would be split between two platters, and then you'd
and
have
then it would yeah, switch,
and then you would have to go up there and manually switch it in between.
So wait, has my brain been wrong? I thought they were horizontal.
No, it was horizontal. A circle.
Weird.
Like
well,
yeah, the platters are when they play, like
they only show it.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. But you got
is that the
goes,
old school?
No, it goes through the
and
through
then it
the
turns
projector.
It up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotta,
it's called threading the machine.
Yeah.
It was a lot of
fun,
dude. I used to like time myself on
me too.
How fast I could thread
we
the machine.
We did do that. Yeah, like I know a minute.
I'm so glad I was born when I was instead of later.
When it's actually fun to be a projectionist.
Yeah, because now I don't think there is
no,
a projectionist
just,
anymore.
They download the movie and it's on a timer.
Yeah, and it's on a fucking Ooh. Timer. Like out at
now,
the I don't exactly know how they do it down like the Capitol.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
The Capitol. I'm sure. Like I don't know. What happened? What happened?
We have an end. We can
yeah.
find out.
Yeah.
But anyway. I didn't think my bit would do
right?
that.
Right? Derail us so hard. So we're doing it on attraction.
You should have expected it.
And, I have some questions. I don't know if I want to lead with
them. And I have some questions for Abe.
You know what? I do actually have questions.
No.
Specifically for Abe.
Can we get, you know that test that you sent us?
Yes.
Did a lot of the girls seem underage to you? Because I would like, when I was like, I don't like.
I don't know if they showed us the same pictures, to be honest.
Because I was like, I followed the test.
All
and
those
I like,
dudes were ugly.
Oh, no. And on that test, I was like, no. Because I'm like, I
See,
think this is underage.
For the most part, on my test, I hovered everyone around the average. And then if they were a little bit above average, I I kicked him up to like a 6.
So what was this test?
I sent it in a...
Like how hot are these people or what?
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be what your attraction is, but they based it on style. Like some of the girls were seductively posed.
I
want to take this test.
I sent it to you.
You sent it to the, to the podcast group?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I you know that, and I said, and then, there's an attraction test, and I think we should all take
Ashlyn and I sent all results.
Inside
Man,
someone just took a hiatus.
I was too busy watching Wolf Cop.
It said, for both of my things on men and women, it said that I like them to be well-groomed. Oh. And I was like, yeah, I definitely do. Because
you have not been happy with him during this whole like quarantine, this whole past year, with him growing out like his facial hair and stuff like that.
And I have a problem with his hair right now because he can't put it up in a hotel. Or a
hotel. You can't put it up in a hotel?
You can't put it up in a hotel?
You can't put it in a ponytail.
Is that a thing?
I got distracted, like, in my own brain, and I just kept talking.
Some weird lingo.
I'm not familiar with this.
I'm not hip with the slang, this, like, TikTok
world. It means
slang.
Ponytail.
We should get your kid back on and discuss.
Oh, she should tell us what it
means. Yeah, that's the way we can find out what Ashlyn is talking about.
Anyways, see, all of mine,
they were, the highest one was the dimension of the counterculture, like the punks, the goths, like the more like counterculture people who look a little
bit
more edgy.
That's what you like?
And both men, I took it for both men and women, and that's what it came out with. After my second highest one was, looks like seductivity.
Ooh.
So you picked all them bitches who were all like, titties out, boobies out. Like,
hell yeah, he did.
I definitely didn't choose those because I was like she's like trying too hard.
Oh, okay.
Like that's always what I think. If you look too much like you're about to get pounded or something, I'm always like, you are trying too hard.
Best description of how they look.
Like, I felt like a lot of these are like, I don't want to say yes because I feel like I'm going to be, this is too young and I'm going to be in trouble.
But that's what you have to realize about like today's generation is they look a lot younger. They either look a lot younger than they are or the vice versa. They look a lot older than they are.
True that.
Just because of like the way they're raised, like youth is the best thing ever. So they do all these treatments to their face.
Yeah, but that's older like us age. But like these teenagers look a lot older than what we did. Yeah. Like,
oh, no, agreed.
And shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
And now they're looking all like Instagram. Ugh. Ready.
Actually, it's TikTok. It's on TikTok now. Get with the times.
I couldn't even wear a crop top back in the day. I'd get in
trouble. I could.
Wow. Yeah, you're a boy.
Yeah.
Boys can show their navels.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, but girls can't.
It's too distracting for those high schoolers.
Yeah, you're
going to start poking at something.
I got one real nipple.
I think my belly button is, like, my navel area.
Yours
is more
provocative.
I think it's more distracting than girls, than, like, a hot girl showing her navel area. Because, mine, like, you're trying to figure out how deep that shit goes. Yes.
And, like, whoever checked out, you know... belly buttons.
Yeah.
Is that a fetish?
I don't know. My,
I'm sure it
probably.
Is.
Probably.
It's got to be.
There's pretty much a fetish for everything.
I'll look.
All right.
There is.
Yeah. I have had the thought before when I see like a hot girl and I see a belly button.
Oh, Lord.
No, listen.
You're going to see if you're
I don't like what
you're
showing.
I should say this, I guess.
Just say it.
But I'm just going to say it. I have had the thought before of, man, I would come in that belly button.
And then, like, take it as a shot? Do a body shot off of her?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Gross. I mean, you wipe it up with a towel like usual.
Like usual.
According to a study, it is
I mean, no matter where you come, you need a towel, Tony.
Everywhere.
Called a cum towel.
Yeah.
No, according to a study, it was a moderately prevalent fetish among individuals. In 2012, it was the second most popular fetish search on Google.
Wait, belly buttons is?
Apparently.
That's
really?
So fucking weird.
I don't understand.
What's See, the, and what's this number is why one, girls feet? Can't wear things.
I don't know.
Probably like boobs or like something. It. Or balls.
Boobs are nice.
Ew, balls would be a weird one, actually.
Balls would be a weird one.
Because they're like balls. I don't know.
It's weird.
Anybody else had one ball hang low than the other?
Yeah, I think everyone. It's just like it's girls, every boob. Like,
one's bigger.
Yeah.
One's always
okay,
bigger.
Good.
Yeah.
Sometimes one's noticeably bigger, too.
Yeah, my balls, one of those really hangs a little. It's a left. It's a lefty.
Oh, so I think mine's
lefty
left, too.
Boobie is
Guys,
bigger.
Are we all lefties?
Are we all left?
I don't
Abe?
Know.
Abe?
Let me go to
Drop
the
bathroom.
Abe's
got
to go check.
Listen, I've already seen your dick anyways. Let's just
Let me go to the bathroom.
I'll check with you.
It's kind of cold, though, so it's all like... shriveled up to keep warm.
That doesn't matter with the balls, though. You should, no, should still be able to. 100%. But you should still be able to see if, like, even if they're shriveled up.
Yeah, but it sucks up and becomes one ball instead of two balls. Yeah. Oh, Tony just spilled so much coffee on himself.
Jesus Christ, Tony.
No, so I got.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. I got the list, the top 10 fetish searches by the numbers. Okay. Number one.
Top 10. Is this for girls and guys?
It does not say. It's because they don't ask you your sex before you Google something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a dumb. Yeah. Edit it out, I guess. I don't know.
Number.
No, let's keep your dumb.
I'm back. I missed something. I'm not going to edit. Okay, continue. Yeah.
We'll start at the bottom. Number 10 is the breeding fetish with 390 searches.
Is that pregnant girls?
Yeah. No, no. That's the act of, like, to get pregnant, like, breed them, like, get them pregnant.
Oh, cream
that's
pie.
That's fucking disgusting. First of all, that's not cream pie.
I sounded too weird on that.
First of all, that's not cream pie. All right, cream pie is its own thing.
What the difference?
It's fucking gross.
What the difference? What do you mean it's its own thing?
It's like, trying to make them have a baby.
But isn't that what cream pie is?
Cream pie is?
Technically, they're coming in them, but the cream pie, usually it's...
It's partly coming out.
I know this so much.
I don't understand.
But the head is just slightly inserted so that most of the ejaculatory comes out.
Okay.
But if you're trying to impregnate someone, you're trying to get far up in it.
Gotcha.
Like, their sole purpose in breeding is to get pregnant, whereas cream pie is more of like a visual thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pooping out all that stuff.
Well,
just queefing it right out.
Oh. Wow.
Nine.
This is legit. We need to mark this not safe for work.
No.
NSFW, dude.
Who?
I think when we post all of ours are.
Yeah, but this one.
Because we cuss.
This one is way more.
Okay. Well, if you're listening to Outwalk, thank you.
Because this one's rough. Anyway,
that's what she said.
Number 9 through 5 is a tie with 480 searches each.
What?
We have tongue fetish, armpit fetish, fur fetish, fart fetish, hand fetish.
Hand?
Oh. Out of that list, you were thrown off by hand? I said fart, dude.
Dude, I remember fart tag. That was fun.
It didn't turn me on.
It didn't me either.
Apparently, some people it does turn on, though.
That's how I found out.
I wonder if it's the sound or the smell.
Oh, the feel.
Or the
vibration. Since we've all been farted on.
Listeners, if you have a fart fetish,
let us know.
Anonymously, let us know.
Yeah, we won't push you on blast. Yeah. I just need to know, is it the smell?
Or like the poof in the face?
Right?
The feeling of it brushing your hair.
Yeah. You can tweet us at Blood and Tony because we need more tweets.
Okay.
I hope that Mark Hamill writes you back to answer that, but not to respond to anything you've ever written him.
I just want Mark Hamill to like acknowledge me.
Are you insinuating that Mark Hamill has a fart fetish?
That's what I've heard.
Really?
Stop.
Is that it true,
explains
though?
All the pink eye.
Should I? Wow.
You're all right. Terrible.
So
should I retweet? All right,
so where on the list are we?
We are 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, number 4, and there's more than 10 here. I'm just realizing. Sorry. Anyway, next in line, it's a three-way tie for 720. We have panty fetish, pantyhose fetish, and then crush fetish.
I love that you were
yeah.
Yeah, I got
that. What's a crush fetish?
I'm assuming...
Being crushed, like
your
head?
Yeah, the fat? Like...
I was thinking
the guy getting like sat on and everything.
Oh yeah.
Or is it they have a crush on a girl and it's kind of like they're coming on to them?
No, I think it's crush.
The crushing? I think it's crushed, physically crushed.
Like, how is that even possible? I'm trying to think.
A really small dude and a really big girl.
I've seen
other way around.
Or the other way around, of course.
Like on Tosh, they would show videos of like
that's
them going full
picturing.
Force, just like throwing their legs out and falling onto someone's chest.
Yeah.
Which could fucking kill you.
Yep.
Fetish isn't worth dying for, people.
Die for your love.
I don't know.
Number 2, with 1,300 searches, is smoking fetish.
What's
smoking?
That?
They just like to see girls smoke cigarettes, I guess.
Huh. That one's interesting. Or boys smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And with 9,100, it's the number 1.
What is it?
Foot. And feet fetish.
That's so crazy to me still.
Wait,
I don't
that's number
get
one?
It.
That's number one. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
without a doubt, number one. And this is from a 2012 Google search data capture.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, of course feet's number one.
Are you guys ready for a question?
Yeah, nails with the question.
All right, so what do you find attractive that you don't think others would find attractive?
Well,
in feet. A person. Well, it can be mental or physical. Like, what do you think?
Like an odd one?
Yeah. Like, what do you think is something that's attractive that you think other people are probably like, nah, that's not attractive? Okay, I'll start it. A snaggletooth. I love me a snaggletooth.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I don't know why. I like weird little imperfections.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, it's understandable.
Because, like, if you've got Tom Cruise, I guess he's got a monotooth, not a good one. If you've got, like, really nice straight teeth, I'm going to find it weird.
Well, yeah, Tom Cruise doesn't have normal
teeth. No, he bought it. That's why. You should have saw 80 Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, that's true. No, his was too fucked
when
up,
though. When he had it, like, the middle part was, like, off to the side, so he just had, like, one tooth in the middle.
No, that's now. That's now
yeah,
Tom
he's
Cruise.
Got the mono
I thought that was
now.
Before.
No, his before, like back in, I don't remember what, like, The Outsiders, was it?
Yeah. Yes.
He had really jacked up teeth. Yeah. Google it next time you have a free moment.
Good.
But yeah, I like a snaggletooth.
Back when we did that newscast, we did a story on Tom Cruise's
teeth.
Yeah, we did. Teeth,
remember?
Yeah.
And his mono
tooth. That's where I remember it from.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like,
yeah, that's a hard one.
I kind of want to say shy. I like
a shy person?
Yeah, I like, that's I'm cute. Attracted to shy.
All right.
See, I'm a sucker for eyes.
Oh yeah,
eyes. Yeah, but I don't think
that's not weird. That's common. Yeah.
Like I like eyes. I like boobs.
So I don't know how to answer your
annoying?
Question.
Annoying? Do you like annoying?
Of course he does.
That's something that's people would.
No.
Yo, I annoy you all the time.
You don't annoy me all the time.
I'm pretty annoying, aren't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
See, he just loves my annoyingness.
So are you saying that he was attracted to your annoyingness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just that's why he doesn't see it as annoying.
Because
he's attracted to it.
Makes sense.
No.
Inception.
Sense.
No,
I forget.
Inception.
I forget.
Inception to his attraction?
Yeah.
I forget. Who? What are you? I know I'm boobs. Your legs?
I'm more of a butt man.
I like legs and butt. I'm like butt. The whole. Yeah.
Okay.
All butt here.
They like the butt stuff over there.
I love some butts. Honestly. Girls, boys. Love it.
I know. I do enjoy butt.
I don't have a butt, guys.
Butts are nice.
But legs are good, too. Depressing.
Legs are good. I think, yeah.
But boobs.
Also, what's your favorite part on a when you're eating chicken? Legs?
Ooh. Yeah,
legs. Chicken wings.
100%.
Breast.
Chicken wings.
Some breasts.
I love me my chicken wings.
Yeah.
Legs, I feel like they're the easiest to clean, and they're just like one-handed. You don't have to like get all greasy and everything. It's just done. Love it.
Okay, what was the question?
It was, what do you find attractive that others wouldn't?
Okay, yeah. Well, I thought, is everybody gone?
Brett, you got something?
That I'm attracted to that other people wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feet.
Well, yeah. Just
you said feet.
Yeah.
You don't have another one. You're not going to expand yourself.
I don't have any weird ones outside of that.
That's
feel like.
That's it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty cookie cutter when it comes to attraction, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. But like what, I mean, I don't like armpits.
See, I don't
it doesn't
find.
Do it for me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't mean, like
not necessarily
sexually.
Fetish-wise.
Yeah. I'm not talking fetish. I'm talking what do you find attractive that maybe others wouldn't? Like, I find attractive a nice snaggletooth.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Weird teeth is totally a thing for me for some reason.
And, I like shy gold. I don't know why, but, it's just...
Most people...
I don't feel like that's weird either, though.
Okay. I feel like a lot of guys like,
shy,
girls
shy girls
because they seem to be more of, like, the dainty girl. Oh.
Yeah.
Fainting.
And plus, and plus, it matches my personality.
That's true.
That's
yeah,
true.
But you need someone who's more
telling me what to do.
Yeah, you need a dominant one.
I
offset your passive.
That's
what you should be attracted to.
Yeah. But I'm afraid of that.
Yeah.
So afraid.
It's true.
I'm attracted, but they scare me at the same time.
Hey, maybe that could become a fetish.
Yeah, that's going to be my new fetish.
Oh, yeah.
I like being scared.
So I guess if I had to pick something, most people consider redheads ugly. I actually like redheads.
I don't think anyone considers female redheads ugly. Because I looked it up because it was on Reddit. And they were like, I think redheads are attractive. And then everybody on there, they were like, dude, it's not unpopular because redheaded bitches cute as fuck. But the dudes, sometimes they look a little wonky.
See, I think there's more of like a general stigma towards most redheads for like the unattractiveness because they're so pale and all the freckles and everything.
I think redheads are hot.
See, I've always been, because like Little Mermaid, Jessica Rabbit, that was my first introduction into the redhead realm, and that's always been a...
I got a weird funny story that actually came into my mind.
Okay. Late on us.
You know Thundercats?
Yeah.
I love Thundercats.
Okay.
Thundercats.
So, I don't know what this means, but when I was little, I don't know how old I was. Mm-hmm. I remembered the female Thundercat made me have my first bono.
Aww. Your right. first nice. Little fella.
And I didn't know what to do.
I don't remember my first boner.
But I think I was like five or six. And I'm like,
ooh. Damn, you got a boner that early?
I know.
I didn't know 5 or 6 year olds could, to
Well,
be honest.
I could.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about the penis,
so
though.
It, really. Like, I remembered that because I'm like, I don't know what this is.
A lot of the times when they're that young, though, it's not anything to do with sexual...
But
it's then, more just like an involuntary.
And then, Tony's was though.
Yeah, and then she was like, she was kind of net at the time. I don't know what that means.
Net?
Yeah, she was like, they caught her in
a
net.
Like she was caught in a net. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Tony's you got into some bondage.
I don't know what that means. I think.
Well, you're going to find out.
I guess, gross. I guess I should start exploring that.
Did you say that's gross?
Yeah. I just pictured.
Do you actually think that's gross, or are you just making fun?
Yeah, make him fun. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I picture Tony like trying bondage and just getting I don't know. I just picture
it,
like he has this look on his face like when he's holding the little the whip thing and he's just like, what do I do?
I don't know.
Like he half-assed.
And then he tries to do it but he smacks himself.
Yeah.
In the face.
And then that can become my fetish.
Yeah.
To watch him make
Yo,
me
you're
beat,
gonna become
pain.
A freaking masochist or sadist. I forget. I mix them up. Which one is pain? You
masochist
pain.
Enjoy pain, sadist like inflicting.
Okay. Ooh. You're going to become a masochist after you use a whip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sign me up twice.
Wow.
So which one's the one that likes to give out pain?
That's sadist.
Sadist.
That's not me.
No, yeah. I don't like giving out pain.
I like when people get hurt, though.
I like,
think it's funny.
Okay, that's
it
you.
It cracks me up, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like does. Taking a pain and not giving it to others.
Aww.
Aww.
Cute.
You're such a softy. Do you guys want another question?
Yeah,
sure.
Does anybody have anything to
put
in?
I think Abe was just about to throw some facts at
you
us.
Some
I do have some facts.
Let's go.
So the common reasons for attraction, the common things that people find attraction. Smell. Uh-huh. In 2011, they showed a test showed that men could not only smell tears, but are they can smell tears,
what?
And not only can they smell them, but this when they smell them, their sexuality or the arousal level goes down. So they're actually.
Thank God! I thought you were going to say it's going to go up, and
I thought,
like, "That's
no,
fucked."
They
I
are,
thought you were too.
Yeah. They can be turned off by tears, which blew my mind. Women, however, showed no change. I misread. There is no change though when they smell like a saline solution. So like they tested it against something, an alternative with no change. Huh. But for some reason, tears turn us off.
Okay. Well, this
Thank
is
God
I don't.
For that.
This is
no the, agreed.
This has nothing to do with fetishes. But can anybody else smell bruises?
Smell
bruises?
No.
No.
You can smell bruises. What does it smell like?
It's a hard smell to describe, but I can smell it.
That's so.
I don't
weird.
Think like bruise on your skin.
Yeah. Like
I don't think I've ever tried to smell a bruise.
No, no. It's just like yeah. I don't even have to smell it. Like I just know.
Next time I get a bruise, I bruise
like,
easily.
Like
I'll sniff it
like,
for you.
No, I don't even need to smell it. Like I don't even. I just can smell it.
That is so weird.
Can you
Tony.
Smell other people's bruises? Or just
I don't
your
know.
I like some bitch is walking by. Oh, she's got a bruise.
She's got some bruises.
What has she been up to?
That's sexy.
Is that or like, ooh. What did you do to your knee?
No, it's a weird smell.
Oh,
just that creepy? That old infection, that's weird.
Ooh,
I've heard of
infection.
If you can smell infection, that's bad
that's
news
bad,
bears.
Bad.
I can smell that.
No, I mean, like, if
can.
Your infection's bad enough,
yeah.
like, people can
well,
smell
just
it.
In
it's
general,
really bad.
It's a weird,
you can smell other people's infections or your own infection.
I think, I don't know. I've never tried that.
If you smell infection, you
so like,
tell
although
the person.
Tony's never smoked or anything like that in his
that's
life, so
true.
He's probably got a super sniffer.
I need to, like, to put this into a context. Like, so if you're at home... And you're just putting on deodorant. You're just chilling, and you go, "I have an infection, or I have a bruise." Or
yeah,
like,
that's so weird.
That is weird.
I know.
That's Dude. Right up there with Ashlyn, though, and saying she can feel like the alcohol in her veins.
Oh,
that's
I can
weird.
Feel it.
Yeah, I can't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you have to like. I'm so in tune with my body. Like, this is probably too much information, but maybe not. A lot of times when women ovulate, they can't feel it, but mm-hmm. I can feel it.
Yeah. Oh, that's not
like,
enough
I can,
information. I want more.
Right. Like I can feel things happening in my body. So.
It's happening.
Does it feel like a tingle or what?
No, it's like
a tingle.
Both, actually. Alcohol in my veins, ovulating.
Is it like
pain.
Sea monkeys swimming around?
No, it's bigger than that.
That'd wow. be cool if
it's
it was
a
sea
bigger
monkeys.
Pain.
I want sea monkeys swimming around in me. That's make it happen, Abe.
I mean,
make a call.
Drink some sea monkeys and see if
no,
you can
No, you
feel
can't
them.
Do that because they'll kill you. They got COVID.
I wish we could feel our sperm. Like
that would be
swimming
weird.
Around.
Yeah,
that'd be so weird.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody.
No, that would be weird. I would not like that.
That
I
would
like
be
it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd probably be turned on all the time because it'd be like floating around in your balls.
It would be nice feeling, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have a boner all the time.
Yeah.
All the
time.
That's
probably not good.
Very strange.
Okay, continue, Abe. We went down a road.
Diet is another one. A 2017 study showed that the sweat of a man who has a high produce diet was more appealing to female than sweat of a man who had a diet consisting of refined carbs such as pasta or bread.
Well, I've heard, right, that fruits and veggies make your cum taste better, right?
I've heard that as well.
Yep. We pineapple, apparently.
So no one finds Tony's smell attractive because he doesn't eat produce.
I do, buddy.
Have you smelled it?
I don't know.
You haven't smelled them? You can't just say you do when you
don't
know.
Sure I would.
He
like
straight
it.
Smells like meat. It's just a meat.
I'm
meat
all sweats. Man. I got
it's
meat.
Meat and bread.
Which, but that brings me back to the thing, though. It's kind of weird of you'd think it'd be the opposite way due to evolution because the man is usually the meat, the caveman, that kind of thing, whereas someone who has a more diet, more produce diet is considered more feminine.
Okay.
No, we were just the pickers. It doesn't mean we didn't eat no meat.
I'm not saying that.
So what
no,
do I have
I'm
to
just,
So what do I have to eat to attract women?
Tangerines.
Eat some fruit.
Fruits, vegetables.
Dude, you don't even like pears?
I'll have a banana once.
Banana's good. Bananas.
That's
it's a
start.
Nice fresh smell. You
bananas
know?
Are good.
Okay.
I like bananas.
So what if I just smuggle bathing bananas instead
wait,
of eating it?
So this is just like your overall like aura?
Yeah.
Scent?
It's
no,
kind of like the
sweat.
Pheromone.
The sweat.
Your pheromones?
Yeah.
So, not
okay.
Pheromone.
Well, what about this? Why doesn't he just like get a fruit flavored or fruit flavored? Fruit scented like
he's
body mist.
Allergic to it.
Yeah,
he probably is. God, your body sucks.
I know, it's Will.
It looks
your
good.
Body
it's
sucks.
A good-looking package, but man, it breaks down.
Underneath the package,
yeah,
not that good.
Yeah.
All right. Fertility. The pitch of a woman's voice has been proven to change when she is fertile.
Ew, that's disgusting. My voice
okay.
is always this.
Annoying.
So,
which,
yeah.
According
I'm kind of low.
Which, according to science, is attractive to males. Like they.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, the higher pitch,
yeah.
apparently.
I'm fertile.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm going to get that drop.
Then all the boxes
so,
drop in the
so
room.
It changes, but it gets higher?
Their pitch gets higher when
that's
they're
weird.
Apparently
okay,
ovulating.
Okay, we need to have somebody like on the air with us doing that.
Like their voice changing?
Doing
yeah.
What?
Full time.
The second she becomes fertile, like she's like, hey, guys. And
hi. All ape. We need to just plan that accordingly.
God.
Hormones are another one. Men with higher testosterone are more likely to prefer women with feminine features, such as big eyes, high eyebrows, smaller jawline. However, testosterone has no effect on a female's attraction to a man.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
They're more shallow than that.
Probably.
I'm just joking.
Kindness. Studies show that putting a positive character trait next to someone's photo would cause them to be more attractive.
Huh.
They actually ranked higher just because of positive traits listed off to the side.
That's nice, though. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like that
because
that's
too. Like personality that's
cute.
Over.
Right.
Or like boost it. I like that.
Voice. A study showed that, in general, women prefer a man with low voices even more shortly before they begin to ovulate.
Hmm. Huh. What's up?
Apparently, a lot of your guys' attraction is based on ovulation.
Yeah.
Based on when you're going to pump that baby in me.
Cream pie me.
No! That's not what it is! Blech, gross.
I like that word.
It's such a good word.
No, because you know what? It ruins pie for me and whipped cream. Like, because when I used to hear it when I was younger and I didn't know what it was.
How often did you hear it when you were younger?
Dude, I went to shitty schools. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and
but
I'm,
like, I would think of the pies that clowns had, like the whipped cream pies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'd be like, man, I want some cream
I'm
pie,
bro. Well, I want cream pie.
I'm going to have some whipped cream vodka here
yeah,
in a little
you
bit.
Are.
You made a lot of high school boys really happy for a while and then they found out you were.
You were not talking about that talking about. Cream pie.
Yes.
All right, let's be honest. It wasn't high school. It was probably middle school. And I was like, man, I want to try a cream pie.
Burlington School District.
It's shit. Okay, no, first of all, I got the sex talk when I was like 8 because I wrote down a person humped me. And I didn't know what it was, but humped was the word around school. It was really popular. And my mom saw it, and she was like, what the fuck is this?
You know how old
I was 8.
You know how old I was when I watched, my parents showed me a cartoon sex. I'm like, when I was 4. Like, cartoon, sperm, going from the penis into the vagina and a baby being made.
But
Are you sure you didn't just watch Luke Who's Talking?
Look,
because that yes, I watched.
I did no, but
that's where I first saw like the whole cycle. No, but when I was
there was like an actual cartoon that explained it. And,
interesting.
Like, my parents showed me when I was 4.
See, it's weird.
How could you retain that information at 4?
Yeah,
though?
Then somehow
something seems fishy.
Shortly after that is when I got my bone on Thundercats. It awakened something.
Oh my god!
Gross. See, from my perspective, it's weird because I never officially had a sex talk. I had high school sex ed, and other than that,
should
I never
we give
really...
Abe a sex talk now?
No, I don't need it.
Do you need a
sex?
I'm just saying from because my family was super religious.
He knows.
He knows.
Did you see her voice changed?
First of all, it went lower.
Oh, he knows it.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Oh, my God.
See, with me, it's the exact opposite. It's the higher,
he likes when I go low.
Oh, I bet he does.
Okay. You're taking me out of context.
Actually,
I
feel like a lot of guys like that kind of voice, though. Not like that low, but like...
Like the raspy.
Yeah, that raspy voice.
Yeah. Oh, I like a good raspy voice.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the attractions.
I like that in men. Like, I like when a man has the smoker's voice kind of thing.
I like raspy in both men and women, actually.
Yeah.
See, sometimes with... like, because there's a line, though. Like Jennifer Tilly or Rachel Ray, I hate their voices.
Oh, my God. Love
because it
Ray.
Sounds literally like they've been up screaming for like 5 days straight.
So maybe they fucking have. Leave them alone.
And I mean, nothing against them.
No, but I love it.
I just don't like that raspy.
If we're talking voices for guys, like that deep black eye voice.
Yeah. Like a Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
He's deep.
No, his is too deep.
Oh, I love
Vin
Diesel.
Oh,
Denzel Washington. That's a good voice.
See, like Michael Clark Duncan, his voice is too deep.
Morgan Freeman?
I like Morgan Freeman's
voice.
His
is nice, though. I wouldn't
his
say
is soothing. British voices are my... I like a nice British accent.
Is that Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, Radcliffe. Even though he's high-pitched.
Or Idris Elba.
Idris Elba,
Yeah, however you say his name.
Yep.
Adam Plumpy. Yeah.
Who's Adam Plumpy?
Yeah, no one knows.
I don't think anybody knows who Adam Plumpy... Did you just make that up?
No.
It sounds completely made
Adam
up.
Adam Plumpy, yeah.
Yeah, Adam Plumpy.
I'm Googling it.
Oh, yeah. He's a handsome fellow.
Are you guys ready for another question?
Yeah, from Chris Woxy. Because he walks.
What's going on?
I was trying to make
Did
fun
I miss
of him.
A joke? I don't understand.
I think he's playing off of the plumpy thing, and he's
no. Look it up.
Yeah,
I am.
All right.
What culture?
I
like how Abe got the joke. He just didn't laugh.
It wasn't funny.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't.
What are your top three celebrities? Now I'm just letting everyone know that I have a
top
man
three
and a
celebrities
woman.
Celebrities.
Okay.
So I have actually six.
I got mine ready to go.
Okay, go.
Allison Brie.
Okay.
Brie Larson.
Okay.
I don't have another Brie. Anna Kendrick.
He's like Brie cheese.
Anna Kendrick. Okay. Now men. You have top three men?
Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Say another one that's on my list. Do it.
Oh, man. That's just.
Don't look at my list.
I think I should just go Denzel because his face is so. Yeah, I'll go Denzel.
He's got a nice face. He's not on my list, though.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good. Did I do good?
You did good. Proud of you.
Oh, thanks. Good job.
Is he a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know YouTubers.
For Wrestle Talk, you should listen to that.
And what something about him is attractive to you? Or like, I'm curious.
His voice.
His voice. Okay. I was going to say because he's not
good
looking.
He's British.
Dude.
Oh, he's a very good looking dude. Are we looking at
this guy?
Yeah. How is that not a good looking dude?
I wouldn't say he's
good
looking. Good
looking dude.
He looks weird.
No,
Tony.
I disagree.
That's a good looking dude.
But if you like him, you like him. That's
yeah,
your
no,
thing.
Yeah,
he has
no,
a good personality.
Oh, Dave Patel or Dev Patel?
Dev Patel.
Dev yeah. Patel. I love his voice too. Nice. The I like the Indian voice as well.
He was in Skins.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, he was.
All right, Brett, you gonna go? Your celebrities?
I'll give you a couple. Sandra Bullock.
Okay, of course. The girls we on the girls' that. Side.
And then what's that one girl from? Wasn't it Horns? And the Brass Teapot.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh,
was yeah, that? She yeah. is amazing.
What is her name? Oh my God, she's so
I don't
pretty.
Remember her name either.
Holy crap. But I, really I forgot her. All about her.
Yeah.
Wow, she's pretty.
I'm looking it up.
I don't know. What do I need? Three?
You can have three if you want them.
Huh.
Boys and Oof. Girls.
Juno Temple?
Yeah, Juno Temple.
She's gorgeous.
I like her. I like her. I don't know. The Seinfeld chick?
Julianne Dreyfus?
Yeah.
Aww. Nice. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
She's kind of older.
Yeah. Hmm.
Brett likes older.
I like older chicks. Hmm. I just watched a movie with her and Will Ferrell. It's called Downhill. It just came out last year.
Okay, I did not see that, but I saw it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And she's still good looking.
Yeah, she wasn't bad looking for her. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say she's like super hot or anything, but she's
kind of like
not, not
plain,
attractive.
But in a
yeah.
good way.
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice. What about your males?
Oh, Jesus. There's too many to list. probably number one nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Is I think his name's Matt Boomer, right?
Yep,
Boomer.
Matt Boomer.
Boomer. Yeah, yeah. Ken Doll yeah. from
yeah from Magic Mike. Yeah. American Horror Story. He was on the Hotel yeah. season. That boy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't find him attractive.
I don't find him attractive.
He was on the list because I googled the hottest or sexiest men to yeah. find my list.
And he wasn't on there.
He was no, he was on
okay,
there.
Good,
and I just
good.
Every time I saw him, I'm like, nah.
Really?
Really?
Nah. Oh man,
I don't find him attractive.
Too much into like.
How do you say?
Clean cut.
How do you
Matt
say it?
Boomer.
Matt Boomer. Matt Boomer. Cream pie me, please.
Twice.
I wonder if it's different for
once
if you do it.
Once in
a
butthole and
not.
One.
How would it be different? What's,
yeah, how would it be different? I mean, it's got leak out. Right?
It's still a fucking orifice.
So what's a cream pie in the mouth? That a different name?
No, that's just. Coming in the mouth.
and then I guess she doesn't swallow. She
either
just,
swallow
or spit.
Because that seemed like it should be
she
a cream
either.
Pie.
She doesn't do either. She just like lets it drool.
Because that should, I think that should be called a cream pie because you can eat it.
First of all, that's
I mean, in theory, if you want to get technical, you could eat the other cream pie too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Some guys get into that.
Okay.
Dude, yours probably tastes like fucking hot dogs or something because you eat so much meat.
I eat so much hot dogs.
Like hot dogs has come.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, but he has no produce.
It probably
man.
Tastes like barbecue at least.
It does. It's barbecue and coffee in there.
It's tangy. Oh.
I can't. All
right. Well, it could be like a hickory smoked Gross. Barbecue.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, because it like,
huh?
It's been in there all day.
Yeah, I'll go.
Roasting.
So I did, as far as for my top three, I actually picked, these are the ones that I think are attractive and they have a great personality.
Yeah.
That's important. Kristen Bell cracks me up.
She's amazing.
Ooh, love her.
I like Dax.
Emilia Clarke.
Yeah. She's
Daenerys.
So cute.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. She is really cute, really nice. And Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Those are from
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter yep. movies.
She's but as gorgeous. Far as honorable mentions, Natalie oh. Portman, yeah. Jenna Malone.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, Mia Kunis, and Cara Delevingne.
You
oh,
know,
yeah, that
I
girl.
Am very surprised by your list.
Why?
Because me and, like, the fam, we were all sitting around talking about attraction and mm-hmm. stuff and talking about your list, and I swear to God, I thought there was going to be just a lot different people. Like, Scarlett Johansson never thought that you'd pick her. Cara Delevingne,
mostly her is Black Widow, let's be honest.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous just in anything she
And,
does
I mean,
ever.
No, she's an attractive lady,
yeah.
but Black Widow is
yeah.
basically
I,
my...
No, also, Elizabeth Olsen. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She cute.
You watch WandaVision yet?
Oh, yeah.
Hell
I
yeah.
watch it every
I
week.
Watched it.
It's good. Oh, good.
We
yet.
Missed ours.
Yeah, we're
going to
watch
We missed
it tonight.
The last episode.
Yeah. And as far as males, also I did the same thing with my list for the males. Personality was most important. Is it bad that I see someone on my list that I don't know who the fuck they are?
You put them down?
It's probably from our thirst tweets that we
Anyway,
watched.
There is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Dave
JGL
Dave Franco
okay
oh I like
hilarious
Dave.
And amazing oh Joe Keery is Stranger Things
okay
the
which
one
Hair
Steve
Hair. Steve Harrington.
Yeah, why didn't you say Steve Harrington?
I think he's attractive.
He's gorgeous.
He is.
I like that other guy that was on like the third season.
Billy?
Oh, no. He's creepy. No.
I think he dies, doesn't he?
Billy freaks me out.
Yeah, Billy's a creep.
Are you talking about redheaded sister? The one, brother?
Yes, with I think so.
Hair.
Yeah, the stepbrother. Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and he was attractive. He was one of the Power Rangers in the reboot.
Yes, which is being rebooted, apparently.
No.
The reboot's being rebooted?
For a sequel.
And then my honorable mentions, Johnny Depp, Ryan Gosling, James Franco, and Yvonne Joggia.
I don't know who that
is.
I didn't know who he was either, but we were reading these
his thirst tweets,
which if you guys haven't watched those videos on YouTube,
they're hilarious.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. They are
thirst
funny.
Thirst tweets.
It's basically people tweeting about these celebrities like they're like hit one of his was Yvonne Joggia could hit me with his car and I'd still come.
It's so funny.
What? And you have the celebrities reading these about themselves and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, another one of my favorite thirst tweets that came out was Taron Egerton, who plays Eggsy
from
or whatever.
From Kingsman.
Yeah, and someone wrote, they were like, Taron Egerton could suffocate me with them thighs and my ghost would say thank you.
This is Yvonne Joggia.
Oh, I mean, he's too good looking.
He's fucking gorgeous.
I mean,
he's got that edge to him, but he's still like very clean cut.
He's good looking, but to the point where he's not good looking.
He looks like he's gonna, he could cut you, but then kiss your boo-boo.
Yeah.
And then,
he could cut you, but kiss your boo-boo.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
I get it. Okay.
Ashlyn feels me.
Yeah, I feel you,
man. So, what makes you not attracted to somebody?
First of all, let me go through my celebrities.
She's
got to
get her celebrity list.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
But we're done.
So, my male celebrities, it is, all right, now just follow me, okay?
This is not a good start.
My Leonardo.
Yes.
He's equal to my snatch Brad Pitt.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. So it's technically two, but it's not because they're equal. Jason Statham is equal to Bruce Willis.
Forgot about Jason Statham.
Okay.
Oh, so you went to Cumtown and so he's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because it had Leonardo.
Yeah,
and,
I love that. Okay, but don't
did
say
you just
Cumtown
say that she went to Cumtown?
Yeah, she went to Cumtown. You went to Cumtown in that movie.
We need to start saying that all the time, but only to Ashlyn.
Yes.
And then Henry Cavill, okay, because he's just a hottie with a body.
With mustache or without mustache?
Both.
One of his was Henry Cavill can Superman this hoe. And I loved that. That made me laugh.
So, is it Cavill or Cavill? I like Cavill.
It's I think it's Henry Cavill.
I've heard it both ways.
I was going to say that before you said it.
I think it's Cavill, but that's how I say it. So.
Huh.
And then for my ladies, I got Natalie Dormer.
I thought you were going to say Portman.
No.
Natalie Dormer.
Game of Thrones also.
She was Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Okay, that's on my list.
Yeah, she is cute. Yes. She is really cute.
Okay.
That's like my number one.
And she liked to blow.
And then
I have to approve her.
She blew up.
And then I have Kaia Scodelario. It's hard to say. She was on Skins. She was in Maze Runner.
I've never seen.
And she was in the new movie Crawl.
I feel like she was underage in that, so I did not check
her
out.
Okay, in Skins she's underage, but she's still super cute.
I was talking about Maze Runner.
Oh, no. She's
I watched the
age.
First Maze Runner, and it was really good,
it was
but I never
good.
Saw the sequels.
She was in there.
Was she?
She was in the first. She's the first girl that comes up.
It's been so,
oh,
I,
she
I
was
seen
so underage in that.
No, she was not. She was in her 20s.
Oh, she was
and
playing a teenager.
She finishes Skins when she's 18.
Okay, well, she was playing a teenager in Maze Runner, so.
Huh. I don't know if they were teenagers. But anyway, she's gorgeous. And then Awkwafina, because that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
Is amazing.
Yeah, she cute.
She cute.
Yeah.
Them eyes are scary.
For sure.
She looks mean.
See, Awkwafina, I think most of her attraction is personality.
No, I just love her whole thing.
I mean, I like her. Don't get me wrong.
I love her whole thing. I love that her
personality.
Mouth is so big. And I love that she talks so loud.
Yeah.
Her hair's pretty. Her butt's pretty. I just like her. She's cute.
She's Asian, though. I don't picture her having much of a butt.
I like Asians, though. Yeah, but she's a little plumper.
That's
of
why
an
you
Asian.
Like Abe.
I like
no,
butts.
No, because if you saw earlier, she did say butts are attractive.
Yeah.
And I have none of
that.
Oh,
I thought she
no
said
butts.
Butt. I thought there was a butt in there.
Oh, Lord. I do have to say, though, that I have honorable mentions. And it's this whole page.
Jesus.
And I'm not sure if I
Holy
should go
shit.
Through
Yeah, we're going to have to go through that.
So I'll just read them really fast,
yes.
And then we'll go, okay?
Okay.
My honorable mentions. Killian?
Killian Murphy.
Killian Murphy. Yeah.
Blue Eyes.
Mm. Yep. Tom Hardy. Eyes. Vin Diesel. Yep. Channing Tatum. Heath Ledger.
Go, wait. A little slower.
Okay.
Let's enjoy the list.
Tom Hardy.
Yep. Real quick. Vin I got to bring up this Channing Tatum tweet.
Oh, look at
or
that.
Or Instagram.
Wow.
I forgot.
Can you imagine being that comfortable in your own body that you take that picture?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was going to
take it online. I'd take the picture, but I wouldn't post it online.
He's on my guy list.
Channing Tatum,
yeah. Yes. Magic Mike himself.
Vin Diesel has a picture like that also, just saying.
Oh, I've seen
I
that one.
I also have a picture
on
that.
It used to be her screensaver.
Yeah, it did.
On her phone.
I think that's how I've seen it.
Heath Ledger, okay, because he was gorgeous. Ooh, Milo, I don't know how to say it, Ventimiglia. Yeah. Plays Jess on Gilmore Girls.
Really?
Yeah. He's hot. Holy shit.
Wait. Then or now? Because he's physically, he's like a completely different beast
it's
than
true,
he was.
It's true, but both. Okay. I love his, the dark. I just love him.
The thing with his mouth kind of bugs me. He holds his mouth kind of strange.
I have not seen Gilmore Girls. Is it getting good?
I hate you. Taron Egerton, because he's gorgeous.
Mm.
Christopher Maloney.
Okay, yes.
I like him.
Right. He's a, yeah.
Yep. Daniel
Yeah, from
Radcliffe.
What Hot American Summer.
Yeah, I know. It's
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. Love it.
In which Harry Potter do you prefer him? First?
Nah,
last.
The last because he's rugged and like, woo.
He's got that gaunt, beat up look to him.
Yeah. He got that beard going. Yeah.
And then Isla Fisher.
Okay.
Okay. Gorgeous. That's yep.
Evangeline Lilly.
Ooh, Kate from Lost.
Yeah. Ugh. William Jackson Harper, and he plays Chidi in
Good Place.
The Good Place.
Okay, I'm not seeing that, but I should don't trust the name. Chidi?
You know what you should have picked?
Chidi Anagonye.
You should have picked Chocolate Chip Charlie.
Stop, I can't.
I'm just saying.
What? From the movie The Stuff?
From The Stuff.
God. Next, Michael B. Jordan.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's a hottie.
Have you ever watched the Creed movies?
No.
Oh, that's so
my
good.
God. It's basically a porn.
He's
living so good.
He can act so good.
I don't like Sylvester Stallone.
It's like a porn that I cried at the end of it.
I heard.
I did cry.
Just like in real life with sex.
I heard that during Black Panther, when it premiered at the theaters, there was a girl who.
Even with them scars, I'm like,
she, like, clenched her teeth so tight when he was up on the screen looking all sexy. That, like, I don't know if she, like, had to get her braces redone or something.
Ew.
And
she, like, chipped a tooth. Really? Holy shit.
And he actually, like,
paid for it?
I don't know if he paid for it, but he thanked her or something. Like,
he's
I don't know.
Hot enough to break teeth.
Yo, apparently.
He's hot,
Jesus.
He's fucking gorgeous.
All right.
I got Stephen Boss, who played Twitch in Magic Mike. You guys know that's
favorite.
Yeah. He was gorgeous.
If our audience did not know, we all saw Magic Mike XXL in the theater, and it was amazing.
Yes.
It's always for me too. I'm always like, "Come on, guys!"
But
let's
that one was amazing.
Oh, but we all came in that.
We were all super excited for that one.
It was Come Town for sure.
We all went to Come Town with Ashlyn.
You guys are disgusting.
Oh, gross.
Brett was
too
on board
far.
Until you said with Ashlyn.
Too far.
I don't understand.
Too far.
I think I just got that one. That's sick.
I can find
my
better looking dudes to.
Whoa.
I'm just joking.
Because we will not with Ashlyn, but we will though.
I know.
Okay.
I was there. I got it.
Yeah,
First of all, this Cometown thing needs to die. It's disgusting. Donald Glover.
Yes.
He's on my list.
Take me to Cometown.
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Emma Watson.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I have Rupert Grint, who played Ron in Harry
Potter.
So
you got all the kids from Harry Potter.
I do.
Gross. That's so
Yo, Rupert Grint is
We
so
watched them grow up.
First of all, it's not it's like I'm looking matter. At the
I know,
worst
I'm kidding,
one.
I'm kidding.
But man, I just like me a redhead, though, too.
Yeah.
But two redheads don't equal anything.
Where's this redhead you're talking about? Because
like
I have auburn hair.
Two negatives don't equal positive.
Yeah, same thing.
Manny Jacinto, who plays, What's
Giannu.
I'm
surprised,
in The Good Place.
I'm surprised Brett did not say The Rock.
I'm also surprised. Okay, and then I got
That's
a couple weird ones, and I don't want you guys to talk shit about my weird ones, okay?
You got weird ones?
Carl Pilkington.
Who the fuck is
that?
Oh my gosh.
Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
And Jack Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it gets back to like regular Amanda Seyfried, gorgeous. Adrian Brody, Brendan Fraser, MGK.
Okay.
Ugh.
Adam Driver, Ezra Miller, and then Luke Evans.
No relation.
Yeah. Luke Evans, American Horror Story?
No.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
That's
Chris
Pine.
Evan Peters.
Oh, Evan Peters, yeah.
He's cute, too.
Oh, my God, he is.
Yeah. Oh, he is a gorgeous man.
Blam. That's my honorary mentions.
All right. I like how I had like two and you have 20.
Well, she did have time to prepare.
It's
That's true. I didn't even have a question.
I had my six ready to go.
I prepared, but I'm a crusher. I have crushes on everyone all the time. So
yeah,
she crushes everybody.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm one of those fetish people. You hire me and I go smush you.
Oh, because makes sense.
So you ain't smushing nobody.
Yeah.
I could smush some people. I could smush your ass.
Ooh, that sounds like we should.
Anyway, are you guys ready for another question?
Sure. Oh, wait.
Go, Tony. You had
a question.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you find unattractive?
Cynicism.
Ooh.
I hate cynical. I hate it. If they're always so mad all the time about everything. Sorry. I got a little far.
Yeah.
And if they're smelly.
And I don't like petty.
You don't like petty?
No.
It's good we're best friends.
I know, right?
You can't get rid of me now. You already love my petty. So.
I know. Your petty is acceptable.
Yeah.
Bad petty.
I'd say bad movie taste.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I think mine are more, like weird personality ones like that or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like you have to click with somebody.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Annoying, I guess. Like.
Ashlyn is like the most annoying person.
I don't find you annoying.
How the fuck are you with Ashlyn then?
I guess like what I mean is more like annoying in the realm of like stupidity. Like the just like completely oblivious.
Okay.
Like they they need their hand held through everything kind of thing.
I want my hand held through everything.
No, you don't.
I don't need it, but I want it.
No, you're taking it wrong.
Hold my hand through
everything. I'm making a ping pong night. My bad.
I get it, babe. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just playing.
I thought so. But
God, are they going to fight?
This no.
No.
So good. No.
I'm kicking a Blake down.
We should do an episode where me and you just try the whole time to get them to fight, but they don't know it.
We would most likely fight with you guys, though.
It's true. And then I'm a defusal.
Mm. Okay.
So are you guys ready for another question?
Yeah, next one.
Real quick, I have a fact here that it kind of blew my mind a little bit. Okay, so happiness.
Mine went to come down.
It did. So happiness is one of the most attractive features in women, but not men. And pride is an attractive trait in men, however unattractive in women.
So that blows my mind. Woman is unattractive.
Apparently,
to men.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
what
blew my mind a little bit more was a happiness is more attractive in females, but apparently for women, they don't like a happy man.
That's disgusting.
That is weird to me.
That is weird.
Like, just like the complete irony of it, because I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to my brain.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah. I love a happy dude. I love a happy person. Yeah. Just
I would
in
think
general.
Anybody would rather be, you know.
Actually, I even wrote down what I find attractive, and it's optimism. Like, just be happy.
Yeah, right. I hate negative.
It's, like, intoxicating.
Yeah, if you're negative.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk to you because you're gross. You're just grouchy all the time because you're mad at everything.
I'm mad. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, you guys ready for this question?
Yes, question.
All right, what do you think are your most attractive physical or mental traits or both?
Have you seen my thighs?
Are you sure you're not talking about your calves?
Like our own?
I meant calves.
What do you think you are attractive in?
Yeah, I'm awkward. I messed that up. I meant my calves.
Your calves, not your thighs.
I think my awkwardness can be cute.
I agree. It is kind of cute. And you got them bonkers ass calves.
And like, I got that.
Best calves, hands down.
And
at this table.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
I got that innocence about me.
Probably in the whole fucking town.
It's true.
Yeah.
You got some
calves,
boy.
It's true, but.
And awkwardness.
That awkwardness.
My awkwardness plays.
Cute awkwardness.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I like my eyes. My eyes are one of my favorite features.
I could get lost in your eyes anytime, babe.
What about that?
My hair, right now.
No, I meant mental.
Oh, my mental?
Sorry. Yeah.
My sense of humor.
Yeah.
I don't really get too bogged down with stuff. I like to make jokes.
Yeah.
I don't take too much seriously, so. In school, I was always the class clown. I always had something to say.
We all were the class clown.
Other than that, though, I suck.
Abe, you're
it was a joke, guys.
Abe, you're the best person I've ever met.
No.
I think my shoulders.
What?
What?
What? Shut the fuck up. That's what I think's pretty. And my butt. My butt's nice, but my shoulders are nice. They're like primo shoulders, dude. Like just the shoulder. I got nice shoulders.
I don't stand.
I've never heard of a shoulder.
This is a new one.
Yeah. These shoulders. Attractive shoulders. They're smooth and they're freckly and they're cute. I don't know. I have nice shoulders.
Okay.
And then mental, I'm fucking hilarious. So. I'm hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny.
I'm fucking funny. I'm so funny. Love it.
I got you.
I think I'm the funniest person I've ever known.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God. I swear.
And that is pretty funny.
And the most humble.
I am pretty humble.
Oh, she's so humble.
It's Jesus. True.
So
it's
humble.
True. Yep.
Brett. Yeah. Oh, here you went.
My most attractive feature?
You'll laugh.
That was good.
Probably I hear that I've got a really good personality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, physical?
That's it.
Physical? Yeah, you gotta do one physical and one. Personality. Yeah. Come on.
Take me to come down.
I have really nice eyes, but I've got these huge glasses and nobody can ever see them. Same. But back when I had contacts, they always popped like a motherfucker.
You have a nice smile.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You have nice eyebrows, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a nice
I've actually been told
track.
About eyebrows before.
They have a nice eyebrow track.
And your smile.
Yeah, your smile is nice.
You guys are cute. Well, thanks. I feel all good pumped up.
I like your voice.
Yeah.
Your voice is super relaxing.
Really?
It's kind of soothing.
No, it
soothing.
Really is.
Yeah.
Boom.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, no problem.
But do you guys like my laugh for serious?
Or I love your laugh.
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Because your laugh is an infectious one.
Okay, yeah.
Good. Like, usually when people hear you laugh, they're going to start laughing.
I like laugh because you can't catch your breath, I die.
Yeah. My favorite laugh story is when you guys told me that you went to the Great Wall.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yep.
You guys heard you guys heard me laughing and you're looking around. No, it was my dad.
His dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We heard the all about that.
And we're like,
it
wasn't
in the family,
fuck?
Three generations.
How cute.
Yeah.
Anything it else? Does.
Nope, I think that's it. This has been Attractions.
Actually, I'm probably getting titled as Come Town.
Oh my God! Can
you
not? It's disgusting.
Should title it Come Town.
I mean, everything. No, Ashley,
welcome to Come Town. That's the title.
No, our whole page is counted explicit. We're good.
Yeah,
it is.
But
we're just Brett and Tony go to Come Town.
Yeah,
yeah.
Brett and Tony.
You guys are so
go
gross.
To Come Town.
Together.
Think that's the title.
You're disgusting.
That's gonna be it. Thank you for coming to Come Town, guys.
Ew.
Visit again. Thank you for taking me to Come Town.
Ooh, we took Ashley there too.
No.
Subscribe.
We took a couple together to Come Town, Tony.
Like, subscribe.
That kind of a threesome.
Bye, guys.
I hope you're still listening.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network. Home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.